AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends. People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Badeda. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In November 2017, the Food and Drug Administration of the United States approved a pill that knows when it's been swallowed. I'm Jonathan Strickland, and this is Tech Stuff Daily. The pill is called Abilify MiSight. It contains a medication called aripiprazole, which is used to treat bipolar disorder, depression, Tourette syndrome, and schizophrenia. It belongs to a class of pharmaceutical products called atypical antipsychotic drugs. The FDA had previously approved the drug for such use back in 2002, but this new pill adds something special. Namely, it's a digital sensor. That sensor can detect when someone swallows the pill, but the sensor is just part of the overall digital ingestion tracking system. The sensor records when a patient swallows the medication and sends a signal that gets picked up by a wearable patch on the patient's left side. The patch can then transmit data to a mobile device with a customized app that can monitor the patient. Patients also have the option to allow their physicians or caregivers access to this information so that they can make certain the patient is taking their medication regularly. Patients can also revoke access to the data at any time that they like. The sensor itself is tiny. According to a press release published on the website for Proteus Digital Health, which in turn creates the sensor for Otsuka Pharmaceutical Company Limited, the sensor is about the size of a grain of sand. The Verge reports that the sensor consists of silicon, copper, and magnesium, and that it's the acid in a person's stomach that triggers the sensor. The FDA's Director of Division of Psychiatry Products, Dr. Mitchell Mathis, said the FDA supports the development and use of new technology in prescription drugs and is committed to working with companies to understand how technology might benefit patients and prescribers. According to the IMS Institute, misuse of medication, including the failure to take it regularly, leads to billions of dollars in healthcare costs. The Institute estimated a $200 billion cost back in 2012, for example. If doctors or caregivers can quickly determine if a patient has taken a dose or not, it could save lives and money. Because the sensor only activates after coming into contact with stomach acid, the time recorded by the system is a few minutes after the patient actually takes the drug. It's also not 100% successful in registering when a patient takes a dose. For those reasons, you aren't supposed to rely upon the pill to give real-time feedback on when a patient takes it. Not everyone is super on board with this approach. Some civil rights advocates have warned that digital pills could compromise a patient's privacy. There's also a fear that digital tracking could lead to scenarios in which doctors punish patients for failing to stick to a medication schedule. Or not just doctors. Arthur Kaplan, who is a bioethicist at New York University, suggested in 2015 that digital pills could lead to ethically questionable situations in the courtroom. Kaplan created a hypothetical situation in which a judge would require, as part of sentencing, that a convicted person go on a regimen of medication, miss a dose, and get your chance for parole taken away from you. being legally compelled to take a medication is problematic. There's a concept called the right to refuse treatment. Barring a court order, healthcare professionals can't treat a patient against his or her will. In all but the most extreme cases, patients have the right to decide what happens to their own bodies. In some implementations, the use of a digital pill could be really helpful. For example, elderly patients who find it difficult to keep track of their medication use might rely on pills with digital trackers to do it for them. They can do a quick consultation with the app to see if they had remembered to take their medications, thus avoiding either over or under medicating themselves. But there are other scenarios that get more invasive. For example, requiring patients to use such a system to track their use of pain management drugs could help prevent overdoses and opioid abuse, but it comes with a lot of tough privacy questions. There's also a concern that insurance companies could start creating incentives for patients to use such drugs, and those incentives could be so extensive as to tread into coercion. That's the concern of Dr. Eric Topol, the director of Scripps Translational Science Institute. If the incentives reach a point that it seems as if patients who do not choose to be tracked are being penalized, that's a potential ethical quandary on its own. Some experts don't necessarily have an issue with the digital tracking approach wholesale, but rather for this particular instance. Dr. Paul Applebaum, who is a director of law, ethics, and psychiatry at Columbia University, said this to the New York Times. Many of those patients don't take meds because they don't like side effects or don't think they have an illness or because they become paranoid about the doctor or the doctor's intentions. A system that will monitor their behavior and send signals out of their body and notify their doctor, you would think that, whether in psychiatry or general medicine, drugs for almost any other condition would be a better place to start than a drug for schizophrenia. We're waiting on evidence to see if this pill is actually effective in the way it is intended. In the meantime, make sure you subscribe to the Tech Stuff podcast, where we explore ethics and technology, along with all other aspects of tech. Shows publish Wednesdays and Fridays. I'll see you again soon.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.